cold. Details on the way on 1540 WADK.
Midtown Oyster Bar is open 7 days a week, serving lunch from 11:30 to 4 and dinner from 4 until 9 during the week, until 9:30 weekends for dinner. Midtown serves their famous Sunday brunch from 11:30 to 3. You'll enjoy plenty of outdoor seating, and Midtown is pet friendly. Over at the Surf Club, they serve lunch and dinner 7 days a week, lunch from 11 to 4, dinner 4 to 10 weekdays till 11 weekends. The Surf Club also does a fabulous Sunday brunch from 10 to 3 with $5 Bloody Marys and mimosas. Reservations are encouraged at both Midtown and the Surf Club, although walk-ins are accepted. At both locations, great care is shown for all guests by the strict following of state and local safety guidelines. Come see your friends at Midtown Oyster Bar, 345 Thames Street, Newport, and the Surf Club at the end of America's Cup Avenue in Newport.
WADK weather.
Today, brisk and colder with lots of sunshine, high 39. Tonight, clear and cold, low 25. Periods of clouds and sunshine tomorrow, high 47. Patchy clouds tomorrow night, low 45. Kicking off the weekend Friday, partly sunny and milder, high 57. Mainly clear Friday night, low 45. Looking ahead to Saturday, partly sunny with a high of 56. I'm Cheryl Golden on 1540 WADK.
It's the Open Forum on 1540 WADK. Call 846-1028, 846-1028. Now, the Open Forum on 1540 WADK.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Open Forum, our 65-year tradition of exchanging ideas in the middle of the day. And the voice of Newport County, all of our hometowns for sure. And over the years, the Open Forum has been an advocate for a lot of causes and a lot of businesses. And we're going to talk some business today with a new Newport business that is establishing itself, award-winning chowder from Newport Chowder Company. And on the line with me is the proprietor of the Newport Chowder Company, Katie Potter. Katie, nice to have you with us.
Thank you so much, Bruce. I appreciate it.
Good to talk to you. This is chowder that goes back a ways, but is also brand new. Let's talk about the tradition, first of all. Tell me about the history of Newport chowder.
Sure. So my mom, Muriel, owned a restaurant in the 80s and 90s in Newport. And when she first opened her restaurant, I'm one of six. I'm the youngest of, I have a twin brother, but there's six children in my family. So definitely a family business, and we kind of dared my mom to enter into the chowder contest.
Yes.
That they would have every year, and she won, and then she ended up winning 3 years in a row, and they finally said, you know what, Muriel, we're going to put you in the Chowder Hall of Fame, because we got to let somebody else, win. So we proudly have that medal, and my mother is now in her 90s. And a year ago, a little over a year and a half ago, I was talking with my mom, said, Mom, I need to learn how to make this chowder because you're always taking over. So I got all the ingredients. She sat in my kitchen. I made the chowder. And I said, Mom, this is so easy. And she said, it's all spices. And so that's where our company kind of took off. We packaged all the spices that you need to make this chowder, this creamy, awesome, award-winning seafood chowder. And we packaged them with the recipe on the back, so you can get our chowder in all sorts of retail places we can talk about.
Yes.
But interestingly, then we were very successful. We launched in July of 2019, and then COVID hit. So as I was sitting there for months trying to figure out how am I going to, get this business off the ground, because a lot of it was for weddings and events. So another part of our business is to customize our label with your anything that you want, a corporate idea or your wedding photo, engagement photo, and we customize the labels, and then you can send them out for gifts or use them at your event. So I realized with Newport and other places around the country shutting down that I needed to pivot quickly, and I always swore that I wasn't going to make the chowder, that it was going to be strictly online, but as we have it today, about 2 months ago, I got approved by the state of Rhode Island, which took a lot, And I have my chowder now is being co-packed at Hope in Maine.
Nice.
Which is in Warren, Mass. Warren, Rhode Island. And we just started selling our chowder at farmers markets for the last month and a half, and it's been super successful. I have to say we have sold out every single time, and we will be, if anybody wants to try it, this Saturday we'll be from 9 to 12:30 in the Mount Hope Farmers Market in Bristol on Medicom App.
Excellent.
Yeah.
That is terrific.
Yeah, so we have a chowder cart now. It's so cute, and I hope to have a fleet of them for events. We named this chowder cart Muriel after my mother.
Of course.
Of course. And she's super proud. And it's really been a family affair. My sister-in-law, Candy, is going to be the captain of this chowder cart for the summer. So, but in between times, you know, we're out there. We're looking for events, small events, whatever the governor allows us to do. We can bring our chowder cart and serve nice hot chowder to your guests.
There you go. And in the meantime, you can also get the Newport Chowder Spice Packs and the secret recipe, and that can become an amazing gift. So this is a really great idea that you have. You're coming at it from both directions, and I'm sure once that somebody gets a taste of this award-winning seafood chowder, the next thing is, okay, how can I get some more? And what Katie does is to get the spice packs ready for you. They're available at a lot of retail places, and you can also turn it into a gift. So let's talk first of all about where we can find these chowder spice packs, Katie.
Absolutely. So, you know, in Newport, we have it at the Breakers, the Marble House, but for those local folks, you can find it at the Mansion Store, the Preservation Society Mansion Store on the wharf.
Yes.
But we also have it at Clements Market at the seafood counter. Anthony Seafood, we have it at Aquidneck Meat Market and the General Store, which is downtown. And then across the way in East Greenwich, I got a nice email today from a gentleman who said, I've already ordered and I want to make some more today. So I sent him to Dave's Market in East Greenwich. And then also one of our big retailers is Les Isles Rose, which is the gift basket store in East Greenwich.
We know it well.
Yeah. So they've been using our chowder packets for the Rhode Island baskets, and you can go in there and you can buy a bunch. We also are at Belmont Foods down in Wakefield, Rhode Island.
Beautiful.
And then finally, Tony's Seafood Market in Seekonk. You can buy it right there at the counter as well.
Hey, that's excellent. And you get the spice blend, plus you get the recipe.
Yeah, and it makes 10 to 12. So what I do is I make the recipe just like it says. We use shrimp scallops and whitefish. You can use sprod or cod, whatever you have, haddock. And, you know, it takes about 20 minutes to actually make the chowder, put it together, and then you want to stir it consistently till it thickens up with our thickening mix. And then once it's done, you want to let it cool. It's always better the next day. And
yes,
what I recommend is just put it in a big crock pot. Once it's cooled off the stove, stick it in the refrigerator, and then the next day just, you know, heat it up on low and keep watching it. Make sure it never boils, and you will probably not have any leftovers because a lot of them come back for seconds and thirds.
Well, this might be a great idea for these small Thanksgivings that we're going to be finding ourselves celebrating this year. So, I mean, it'll be perfect. I mean, we're going to be in a position where we're going to be missing not only people at the table, but also recipes and things that these people might have created. So, you know what?
Well,
it could be a great idea.
Yeah, actually, what we do have, so for the month of November, if you go to our website, NewportChowderCompany.com, and you order, you put in the promo code NOV for November, NOV20, you'll get 20% off your order. And we also have on our website is a recipe page. So we've also come up with a gluten-free, dairy-free recipe, which people rave about. I personally go for the fattening side of it, but there's a lot of healthy folks. We also have a great salad dressing and a Bloody Mary mix recipe that you can use. So you can really use these spice packs for all sorts of great things.
Nice. So then let's think about that spice pack as a gift. And this is really a unique idea that you have here, Katie Potter, with Newport Charter Company, in that it's a local gift for all occasions, and you can make these spice packs into gifts.
Yeah, so another gifting idea I have. So my mother is amazing. She was an entrepreneur way before women were. Honestly, she's my hero, and I just love her so much. So she not only was a chef and a cook, she also wrote 5 children's books, which is the Where's Puma series,
yes.
And that will also be on our website. But what's exciting, in the next week or so, we're going to have a gift available that you can send to friends, which was one of my mother's first cookbook, which is called Behind Newport Doors 1. So it'll be a cookbook with a spice pack and a nice spoon, and we can ship that out for gifts if you want. You can also, if you go on our website, you can see how you can customize our label with your Christmas card or your Christmas photo or your company logo, and we can concierge ship that out for you to your guests. So you can just send us your guest list, your Christmas list, we'll send it out for you. And we're actually able to get a little bit of reduced shipping, so we charge $4 anywhere in the country to ship each chowder packet. Shipping costs have gone way up, so this is an excellent deal. And so we are willing and ready to help you with your holiday needs.
Fantastic. And you can find it at NewportChowderCompany.com. Spell it out, NewportChowderCompany.com, for all of the information about the gifts, the chowder cart, the history, and the great story. And you're going to have a lot of fun with it. And come see Katie Potter at the Mount Hope Farmers Market this Saturday. I know farmers market season is kind of winding down, although there are some indoor markets. Where else are you going to be? Do you know?
Well, I was trying a couple things in Newport, but we're trying to work through that with the city. So that's been a little difficult, but hopefully they'll be more open to expanding this important food source. We also offer chowder, quarts of chowder to go with fresh bread. So you can come by, grab your chowder with your bread for dinner. You don't have to even think about it. Just make a salad and you're good to go.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, it's just
so
great.
You can always check us on Instagram. We're going to be having our weekly, wherever we end up, our markets. We do have a bunch scheduled. So Instagram and Facebook at NewportChowderCompany.com. I tried to keep it super simple. And I would love to see a bunch of people that remember my mom, because it's always so wonderful to hear stories about how she fed them over
yes.
the years.
Yes, well, she sure did. And it's great to talk to you, and what a success story, and what a great idea. So thanks for spending some time with us today.
No, thank you, Bruce. Honestly, thank you.
Not at all. Katie Potter, Newport Chowder Company, NewportChowderCompany.com. All the best. Thanks again.
Thank you.
All right, take good care now. And that is a taste of what is going on at the Newport Chowder Company. And this is the Open Forum, and we'll be right back.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Stop by Island Wine and Spirits on your way home today for wine, spirits, and beer. 289 Broadway at the corner of Bliss Road.
Build your brand with Minuteman Press today. Today, Minuteman is so much more than just print, providing anything you can put a name, image, or logo on, and offer free consultations. Contact Helen to learn about Minuteman's brand new business builder's plan, then partner with him to form a sensible marketing strategy. Make Minuteman your one-stop shop for all your design, print, marketing, direct mail, and promotional needs. Find him online at mmp-ri.com or call 619-1650. At Minuteman Press, they design, print, and promote you.
Your friendly officers here at Arrest a Pest serve and protect area homes, families, and businesses. Arrest a Pest has been providing the fix since 1986. No matter the pest, it ends in arrest. Arrest a Pest today. Call 738-3766. Pests, you detest them and we arrest them. Hey, who loves your baby? ArrestaPest.com. 738-3766.
Bellevue Kids, Bellevue Avenue and Bannister's Wharf is your shopping destination for quality toys, clothing, and accessories from newborn to size 12. Colorful, whimsical, fashionable clothes from well-known designers for special occasions, holidays, and everyday attire. Plus toys to inspire and challenge active young minds. Owned by a native Newporter with three kids of her own, Bellevue Kids is your one-stop children's store. Stop by today for your holiday shopping and be their favorite Santa.
Seasons are changing, and we need to rethink our actions as we navigate through these times. We want to help, so we've developed a program called Yes, We're Open. Every Tuesday at noon on AM 1540 WADK, Bruce Newberry will be talking to area business owners and managers about what they're doing to survive and thrive. Topics will include safety protocol measures, special offers, sales, live and virtual events, and so much more. So tune in every Tuesday at noon to be educated and entertained. You can also visit WADK.com or Mix993.com and click on the Yes, We're Open banner for links and updated information. Please support local business. They're counting on you. This program is brought to you by
A1 Roofing and Construction, Coastal Foot and Ankle, Newport Mansions, People's Credit Union, and UG Nason.
We play by our own rules.
Talk of the Town, Bruce Newberry.
How cool is that?
Yes, my buddy Bruce.
Weekday mornings from 9 to noon on 1540 WADK.
Becky's Barbecue, East Main Road, Middletown, serves authentic Southeastern Pit Barbecue. Spice up your holiday party with affordable catering to go. Too tired or busy to cook? Get dinner to go. Need a gift that's sure to please? Gift certificates available. Becky's Barbecue.
Humphreys Building Supply, 1540 WADK, and the all-new Mix 99.3 present the Newport County Chamber of Commerce Business of the Week.
Newport Yacht Interiors accommodates the global yachting community. They provide exceptional interior design services and custom fabricated yacht interiors. Contact owner Cheryl DeGennaro at cheryl@newportyachtinteriors.com.
Think, be, and support local. Start with this Business of the Week.
At Humphreys Building Supply, they know a thing or two about living and building in Rhode Island. They've been doing it for over 130 years. Their commitment to this community sets them apart from the big box stores. They are here to provide you top quality products and the personal service you've come to expect. So whether you're looking for doors, windows, paint, or are considering a kitchen redesign or an addition to your house, you need to visit one of their locations in Tiverton at 590 Main Road or Middletown at 8 Cottington Highway or Humphreys Paint Center at 750 Aquidneck Avenue. Online at buildwiththeh.com.
It's the open forum. No new corona numbers at this moment. We're awaiting them. Wouldn't hurt if tomorrow, at the briefing, we heard from our governor, the way that they heard from the governor in the state of Vermont yesterday. Let's listen.
Truly be thankful for next year.
That's the health
I'm angry thing. With the virus. I'm frustrated with those who don't believe that we can mitigate this because we did it before. We can do it again.
The governor there acknowledging he has gotten a lot of complaints.
Some reporter.
Latest order. Adding he believes that people who truly care about their communities, state, and country will comply. Calling it a form of patriotism. In Montpelier, Vermont, Jack Thurston.
Looking for it. In his words, where he says that the true believers, you know who I'm talking about, call themselves patriotic and patriots. You're not going to infringe on my freedom. And he said, the skeptics are right. They can do what they want, but please don't call it patriotic. Don't pretend it's about freedom. Because real patriots serve and sacrifice for all, whether they agree with it or not. And real patriots stand up and fight when our nation's health and security is threatened. There you go. Hard time arguing with it. Have a hard time arguing with it. I mean, at some point, and the point is coming very, very quickly, unless it doesn't, because mercifully the vaccine will come in time. But at some point, you're going to catch yourself saying some really ugly things. I mean, do you really hope someone gets this? We stop short of saying that, but is that what you hope? What does that say? That's on you, isn't it? I mean, is that really what you want to say? Let me see if I can find it here from the NBC station up there. Let's see what we have here. If we, what I'm trying to get it in his words, because otherwise it's just me going blah, blah, blah. So hoping that we can just hear it in Governor Scott's words, and he's sending this message, and it certainly is a clear message, more clear than anyone else has said, because you have to be clear. We're beyond
our testing,
imaging,
increasing capacity, which will help slow this further, and hopefully without more restrictions. Even though Vermont already does more testing per capita than any other state, our goal is to make testing more available. To start, we're opening 5 testing centers this week in Burlington, Middlebury, Waterbury, Rutland.
Another question that I have while we wait for us to get to this part that I'm talking about. They say that now there is a self-test that might be available.
Within a 30-minute drive,
would you give yourself the test?
And we'll continue to build on this.
I would in a heartbeat. Because that is what changes behavior. Apparently, the testing, when you see tests done, and when you see the result of tests, and you see maybe someone that you know,
we've also brought on additional contact.
Then that will change things. So we'll find this business here. Now he says, we heard him say, I'm angry with the virus. I'm frustrated with those who don't believe we can mitigate this. We've done it before. We can do it again. And that's true. Everybody believes that.
And we'll be adding another 20 from the Vermont National Guard and 10 from the Department of Public Safety over the next 2 weeks. But even during these tough times, there's reason for optimism. We continue to see progress and good news about vaccines. As Dr. Fauci said recently, there's light at the end of the tunnel. And we know we can change our trajectory when we all pull in the same direction, because we've done it before and we can do it again. And once we do, we'll get back to where we were and safely roll back these latest restrictions while we wait for the vaccine. I'll now turn it over to Secretary Smith.
So there we go. So that was early on in the thing here, and I'm doing this on the fly, so it is a little fraught with peril. So there we go. Let me pivot to a post that Lieutenant Governor Dan McKee just put up about an hour ago. And we have the Lieutenant Governor live every week, which apparently not a lot of people know about. And that's kind of the theme. I knew nothing about it. Lieutenant Governor McKee says that's what he's hearing from too many small businesses when we ask if they've applied for a Restore RI grant. How can you not know about this would be my question. How can you not know? It's very easy to say, well, I'm too busy trying to do my business. Well, I thought you didn't have any business. I thought that you know, were hurting and you're waiting for the governor to give you a handout and whatever. You must be aware of these things. This is the issue. It's very, very easy, and I mean, I'm sure that it would be favorable if I were to say, oh, these poor businesses, and oh, Queen Gina's got to come through with some money, and oh, this and that, and I'm sure I'd get that crowd. But I think more of you than that. I think you're more intelligent than that. But you must be aware. So get off the damn social media, because it's killing you. Because obviously this is not on the social media. Lieutenant Governor McKee says we're hearing from too many small businesses who don't know about the ways that they can apply for a Restore RI grant. This is why he's literally going door to door to get in touch with small businesses across the state to make them aware of millions of dollars in grants, millions of dollars in grants still available. And it has to go out the door in the next 5 weeks. So he's going to be in Middletown and Portsmouth tomorrow, Lieutenant Governor McKee. So please tell every business person that you know, every plumber, every nail salon operator, grocer, butcher, baker, candlestick maker, everybody that you know. Have you applied? Restore RI. Have you applied? Have you applied? Have you applied? This isn't the time for tales. Well, I heard and I saw on Instagram that... No, forget it. Because it's not true. Whatever it is you heard is not true. Well, how do you know? Because it's not true. You only got $4,000 before? Apply again. You'll get another $4,000. Well, you don't know that. Yes, I do. Prove me wrong. Call 222-2371 right now. Prove me wrong. Hey, that big mouth Newberry just said I could get $4,000 more. He's wrong, right? Well, what do you mean? There you go. Right? I should be silenced because I'm trying to help businesses. How dare I? I should be insulting the governor instead. So, Lieutenant Governor McKee is going to be on with Aaron Donovan Boyle tomorrow in the business of Greater Newport. And he will tell the tale that I just told. And then State Senator Lou DePalma, our friend, is going to be on with Aaron tomorrow as well. So we have been welcoming the governor every Thursday for the last couple of months. And basically, Lieutenant Governor McKee comes on and says what I just said. There's no excuse for you knowing nothing about this, really. Let's get you money. Let's get a bag of money in your door. No matter what kind of business you are in, let's get some money in your door. Can we do that? All right, we'll see if we have some Corona numbers in a minute. And I'll see if I can find the sound bite that I was looking for. And we will carry on here. No governor today. Governor Raimondo's deal is Thursdays now, starting tomorrow. But not next Thursday because it's Thanksgiving, but the Thursday after that. So next week it'll be Wednesday, but the week after that, Thursday. Yeah. We'll be back.
Sunday Swing Time. Every Sunday morning at 10. A WADK tradition for more than 40 years. This is your host, Bob Angel, extending an invitation to listen in. Enjoy a blend of big bands, jazz ensembles, and classic vocalists. Sunday Swing Time, Sunday mornings at 10, right here at AM 1540 WADK and WADK.com.
America, start your engines. The roads are opening up and it's time to drive again. Barry's Auto Group can make sure your vehicle is healthy and ready for the drive. Right now, they're offering up to 50% off the current labor rate on all services and oil changes. They're only $14.95. Don't forget about their Repair Now, Pay Later program, where you can service your car today and pay absolutely nothing for 1 year. Call Barry's at 847-5600 to schedule your next service appointment today, or visit Barry's Auto Group at 166 JT Connell Highway across from Walmart on the Rotary in Newport. Barry's is proud to share the spotlight with these local businesses.
Give your gently used clothing a new life outside a landfill and help fund Big Brothers Big Sisters of Rhode Island's mission. Drop off items at their 1431 West Main Road Middletown location or schedule a free pickup today at bigsri.org.
Brought to you by the Heritage Harbor Foundation. In 2019, the Heritage Harbor Foundation gave grants to 21 organizations to promote awareness of Rhode Island's historical, ethnic, and cultural heritage.
WADK gives you the information you need.
If you're not informed, then you're out of the loop.
On air and online.
And if you're out of the loop, you have no idea what's going on.
WADK.com. It's the Open Forum on 1540 WADK. Call 846-1028, 846-1028. Now, the Open Forum on 1540 WADK.
All right, we have the corona numbers, and we were headed in one direction, and now we're headed in another. There are 1,280 positive cases. So that is not the way that we want to go. We had 18,000 tests. So that is something, at least, because if we had the number of tests we had yesterday, and with this kind of a rate, that would be very alarming. But it's seems to be a daunting number, but let's see where we're at here. So 1,280 new people who have tested positive against 18,414 tests. So your ratio is not going to be too far off from where it's been the past few days. So let's not get too hysterical about things, although that hasn't kept anybody from getting hysterical before. 6.8. So it's not as high as it was 2 days ago, the percentage. And so it's, again, staying about the same. Let's check some of the other notes and see what we have here. The new hospital admissions is a little bit up. It's 44. 44 new hospital admissions and 37 discharges. So again, while the new admissions are above, and we had for the most part a consistent number where there were more people getting out of the hospital day by day than there were going in, now it's going up. It is not going up dramatically, but it's just going up. So we have in the hospital right now 284. And again, these numbers get a little wonky because yesterday we had 30 in, 25 out. That's a difference of 5. 265 remaining in the hospital. Today we have 20 more in the hospital, but only a difference of 8 between who came in and who went out. So, the numbers get a little fuzzy. There have been 6 newly confirmed deaths. So, after a while, you realize that this really is, it certainly is a snapshot, but what is it a snapshot of? Because there are so many other factors now that we know come into play. Now, yesterday's number has leapt to 648. The day before, the number went down, which is why you didn't see it. Simple as that. You didn't see the number. You didn't hear the hysterical reporting yesterday. Well, we had 7 million people positive yesterday, 605 on the thing, but then another 42,000 that just showed up on the spreadsheet. Well, gee, it seems as though the number went down from the initial report the day before, so now we don't talk about it, because that's what we do. We sell fear. The number of tests yesterday also went up. They went to almost 10,000 tests, but you don't hear that reported either. So the number was 9996. Now, originally, the ratio was 6.2. The positivity rate was 6.2. So now, if we take these new numbers from yesterday, we have now a positivity rate that has gone up slightly to 6.4. If we take the 2 days, so we have about 1,900 positive results here. We have 1,928, and we divide that into 27,400. We come up with, again, the ratio, the positivity rate is not going to be drastically changed. So let's have a look. We have a 6.8. It stays exactly the same. So over the last 2 days, the rate of positivity is 6.8. There have been some statistics and rates like this of different groups that have been skyrocketing. Sometimes it's worthwhile comparison. Most of the time it's not. So there we go. Now, the other side of this today is we have the town-by-town numbers, and we have the K-12 data that has come in, because that gets changed out on Wednesdays. So we have that is just not loading yet, so apparently that may not be going through at this point. And the municipalities, I can't do on the fly here because it is not a new figure. It is just a rolling figure. So it's impossible. It's next to impossible to come up with these analyses on your own, which is why you have to wait for the media to interpret them. And the media just goes and interprets them any way it wants to. How's it going to make the most eyeballs? How's it going to impact our readership and our viewership? Can we get people to tune in at 6 o'clock if we say this number or that number? So there you go. I spent a lot of time on ringing bells, and I'm not the only one that this happens with. The Providence Business News has a story out today that talks about the COVID picture on college campuses. Despite community-wide COVID-19 surge, colleges have kept virus under control on campuses. Well, we can't be reporting that. That's hate speech. According to data from the Association of Independent Colleges and University of Rhode Island, there were 686 positive cases between August 1st and Tuesday. So August, September, October, November, December, so 5 months. 686 over 5 months at an aggregate of the following: Bryant, Salve, PC, New England Tech, RWU, Brown, JWU, and RISD. URI had 415 cases from Labor Day through day before yesterday. 415, September, October, November. In total, 1,100 COVID cases from August through day before yesterday. Yesterday. August 1st through Tuesday. That's a 0.29 positivity rate. Approximately one out of every three COVID-19 tests performed in the state, August, September, October, half of November, were done by colleges. So if I divide this number by three, you want to play fast and loose with some statistics? How's this feel? 18,000 tests, 27,000 tests yesterday and today. So 9,000 tests in the whole state of Rhode Island, a million people. Not 18, not 27, but 9,000. Now we're back to unusable samples. So is this an accurate picture? That's a fair question. It's a question that won't be asked of the governor tomorrow. It could put things in a far worse light, Because if we're talking a third of the tests in the state done on college campuses, and the positivity rate on the college campuses only showing up to be a 0.2, what does that say about where else this virus is surging? Where is it surging? We know where it's surging. We will not say that it is surging. We will not speak. We will not tell the truth about where this is surging. We're just going to lock us all up for Thanksgiving. And we didn't do anything wrong. Most of us. This is where we have an issue. This is where reasonable people have an issue with the information. This is where reasonable people have an issue with the approach. And I hope we get the vaccine before long, because the credibility is going to go out the window. This is Chicken Little. Well, it's everywhere. Well, apparently it's not. And it becomes more and more apparent that it is being spread through behavior, which we're not allowed to say. It's not in the schools. It's not in the restaurants. It's not on the college campuses. Well, where is it? It's in the bars. It's in the social clubs. It's at the baby showers. But no one's saying that, because it is not politically expedient to say that. So we can't shut the state down. We can't cripple the economy again. We're going to have to live with this thing, and people are going to get sick. However, that's not going to be the way it's going to be, because there are too many people who have agendas, too many people who have something to gain 2 years, 4 years down the line. Governor Raimondo doesn't care. She can't run again. She's term limited out. She's going to go back to venture capitalism or go on to be Treasury Secretary or whatever's going to happen to her. But what about Lieutenant Governor McKee? What about whoever the next Speaker of the House is? What about the next mayor? What about the last mayor? What about the younger people coming up in state government, the leaders of tomorrow, who may have something to say and may actually have some solutions to things? What about them? They're being silenced. Because too many 40-somethings are going out and getting drunk and spreading this. And too much illicit activity is going on at places that will not be shut down because it's not politically correct. Evidence is right there. This is not even conjecture. Now we're seeing evidence. I'll conclude this, whatever this is, with a prestigious and influential organization that represents restaurants across this country that has finally agreed with me and has drafted a letter. And we'll see how this one, we'll see where this one goes. This would be really interesting, how the National Restaurant Association is now out there saying, don't blame us. WADK's exclusive VD Mercedes-Benz, VD Volvo cars of Tiverton Bridge traffic report looking pretty good on the Newport Pell Bridge. Now it could just be lunch break, but we're wrapping up the work, of course. Reconstruction is done, or soon will be. We're just seeing a spot of slow traffic west eastbound under the Newport Arch. Toll Plaza slow eastbound. Make that the toll plaza slow westbound. Jamestown-Verrazano Bridge, one lane. Slow you down a bit. 7 minutes eastbound, 8 minutes westbound. And that may change one way or the other by a minute or two through the afternoon. And by the end of the week, we should be back to two lanes in each direction on the Newport Pell Bridge. Mount Hope Bridge moves well in both directions right now. They'll be back at work this afternoon. Secaunet River Bridge, a speed limit ride from Portsmouth to the VD side of the river, where it's always VD and you. We check bridge traffic every 30 minutes or less all morning long and into the midday.
Eugene Nason's Heating and Air Conditioning, serving Newport and Narragansett since 1918, would like to remind you that it's time to service your heating system or plan an air conditioning upgrade. Don't wait until your old system leaves you out in the cold or wilting from the heat. Trust the company that's been taking care of Aquidneck Island for 100 years. Eugene Nason's. Big enough to serve all your heating and air conditioning needs, small enough to care. Call them today at 847-2497.
You get up, maybe exercise a bit, take a shower.
And while getting dressed, decide which mask to wear today.
Maybe a few different ones. One for daytime, one for night. Never enough masks.
Wearing a mask is fashionable, caring, and everyone is wearing them at Carty's Furniture and Mattresses.
Nice mask, Pete.
I like yours too, Ron.
Let's all mask up, social distance, and beat this.
Hashtag crush COVID RI. Oops, almost forgot my extra sweater.
You already have a sweater.
Never enough sweaters.
This is John Martin with an AARP Rhode Island update. No one is immune from scams, and that includes our nation's veterans, who we honor and thank this month. In fact, scammers specifically target veterans, assuming they have a regular stream of income from the VA. Scams can involve going after pension or disability benefits, fake requests for personal identification information, charity scams, phony rebate offers, and more. Be on guard. The VA will not request personal information by phone, text, or email. Use sites such as CharityNavigator.org before donating and trust your instincts. If it sounds too good to be true, you know the rest. When it comes to fraud, vigilance is our number one weapon. You have the power to protect yourself. If you're a caregiver watching after a veteran, you may have a role to play as well. For more information, go to AARP.org/FraudWatchNetwork. Keep up to date on the latest scams and sign up for free watchdog alerts from AARP.
Rhode Island is on the road back, even though that road may look a little different. We're all navigating our new way of living, social distancing, wearing masks, and learning to connect safely. Local businesses are also finding new ways to serve their customers and community. At Bank Newport, our values remain steadfast, serving your financial needs with multiple safe ways to bank. Learn more at banknewport.com. Rhode Island, we're all in. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Every Monday through Friday, tune into The Big Ticket with me, Teddy Horn, from 4 to 5 p.m. I'll be covering all the latest sports news, scores, and rumors during your rush hour drive. So every week from 4 to 5, make sure to listen on AM 1540 WADK or WADK.com and stay up to date with your favorite sports.
Hi, I'm Ray Brown, inviting you to join me for a fun show called Talkin' Birds every Saturday morning from 7:30 to 8 here on 1540 AM WADK.
This is the Open Forum. And the National Restaurant Association yesterday sent a letter to the National Governors Association, of which Governor Gina Raimondo is a past president. The National Restaurant Association's letter notes there is no scientific evidence linking restaurants to the increase in COVID-19 cases. The letter noted restaurants have enhanced the Food and Drug Administration food code practices with the association's guidance, Restaurant Association, to require face coverings for staff, request face coverings for guests, add more frequent hand sanitizing, providing guests with hand sanitizers, increase frequency of cleaning and sanitizing high-touch surfaces. As governors determine whether socially facing businesses like restaurants should be closed or scaled back, the association urged them to take the following suggestions into consideration. Regulations and decisions regarding restaurant operations that are based on facts and contact tracing data, not hypothetical simulations of transmission. When restrictive regulations are imposed, such as capacity restrictions or shutdowns, it should be clear what health metrics must be achieved to return to the previous level. Restaurant operations should be treated the same as other retail establishments. Shutting down indoor dining should be considered a last option. If a shutdown is mandated, restaurants should be recognized as essential businesses and remain open for off-premises sales, takeout, delivery, and drive-thru, as well as outdoor dining. So here's the letter to the National Governors Association, which is headed by one Andrew Cuomo. Dear Governor Cuomo, To date, we have not found any systemic outbreaks of COVID-19 from the hundreds of thousands of restaurants around the country that operate within the association's guidance and follow local public health and safety regulations. Which would be great in and of itself. I'm especially pleased to be able to pass it along to you because I wrote the same thing 5 days ago. You'll see it Friday in the Providence Business News. I don't know anything about the National Restaurant Association. The National Restaurant Association is represented in Rhode Island by the Rhode Island Hospitality Association. Now, certainly we've had Dale Venturini, the executive director, on here many times. Haven't talked to her about this. They don't consult me on anything. But let me read you the last paragraph of my column that you'll see in the Business News. It is important to note that our restaurants have followed the rules and have exceeded standards set for them by public health officials thus far in this pandemic, with virtually no widespread virus outbreaks attributed to restaurant practices. So, great minds and all of that. So, I'm going to pass this along to Josh Block and Audrey. I can't think of Audrey's last name. I apologize, Audrey. That'll help. Not that they're listening. Although I do, I understand they do listen. And I'm going to request that this get referenced in the hurly-burly of the governor's briefing tomorrow. Now, I will not have the opportunity to attend and to ask a question from the floor. And as I pointed out time and time again, it is not the best way of getting information out there to have a select group of elite reporters plus some agenda-driven bloggers from some fringe organizations and some who are just in there, quite frankly, to further their own thing. They're no more journalists than my cat. But they get to go in and they get a hearing. And you don't hear from anybody of the state's media other than them. You do not hear from the Block Island Times. You hear occasionally from the Warwick Beacon when John Howell can make it up there. You do not hear from the Jamestown Press. You do not hear from the West Bay newspapers, the Portsmouth paper, the Warren paper, the Bristol paper. You don't hear from any of them. You don't hear from the newspapers in North Kingstown. They are not represented. They are not owned by the Providence Journal. You do not hear from the Westerly Sun. You do not hear from any of the independent broadcasters. You don't hear from hardly, you hear from the three television stations, and I think there's one radio reporter that shows up. But you tell me how this is, you know, and it, well, look, we broadcast the thing all well and good, but now it's handled differently in other states. And it would be a fine thing if this is going to actually continue to allow reporters to submit questions or to be on the line via Zoom or via Skype the way that they are in other states. But we'll see what happens. And we'll see you tomorrow with the Business of Greater Newport.